the Afrobarometer does surveys, you know, in 36 African countries. Usually we have sample sizes of either 2,400 or 1,200. The 2,400 sample sizes gives us a margin of error of plus or minus 1.8%, whereas the 1,200 sample sizes gives us a margin of error of around plus or minus 3%. All interviews are done face-to-face in the language of the respondent's choice.
Let's look at Zimbabwe, for example, where the majority are saying what is of importance to them is the issue of unemployment. How significant is this?
Well, it's not only Zimbabwe, actually. Quite a majority of our countries fight unemployment as one of the biggest priorities that they're asking that government should prioritize. In Zimbabwe's case, we see it's more than half, just slightly over half, 52% of Zimbabweans saying government really should address the challenge of unemployment. And I think this also does speak to the issue of the narrative of Africa rising, because what it tells us is that although African economies are growing, and the, you know, Zimbabwe is one example where I think recent economic data suggests that things are on the upward trend, although, of course, coming from a very narrow starting base. But what it shows is that the economic growth that we see in monetary terms is not really having a huge impact on ordinary citizens. So citizens are saying, look, we don't only want economic growth, we want that growth to translate to job creation, for example.